You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 462, and today is Monday, May 7th, and Randall's joining me as well. Randall, how's it going?
It's going, and we always wonder what news we're going to be talking about on the upcoming podcast, but it's Notre Dame football, so it never fails to different things to talk about.
We've got a rumor to discuss, we've got some NFL news, and there's a little bit of recruiting as well. So let's start with the rumor that's been circling around over the last few days. Rumor is that Dexter Williams ran into a little bit of trouble. Speculation is what it was and if and how many games he will be suspended. So I don't know any hard facts or numbers. These are just rumors. And is there something to it? Probably, because there is so much, but really don't know.
Yeah. When there's this much talk about it and this much news going around, there's usually something happening, but we don't know what, and nothing's been announced by the university. And it's kind of a reminder of last season with
Stefferson.
Yeah, and so it's all speculation. The biggest rumor, well, for me, he hasn't been arrested. There's no arrest record or anything like that. If it would be grades, the university would have to announce it, and they haven't announced anything like that yet. I mean, they still could. But if it's a marijuana issue, he's been in trouble for that before, so it would be his second offense. And they never have to say anything like that. Kind of like the whole Stefferson deal. So Stefferson, technically, I mean, we can speculate on what all happened, but Brian, nobody ever really said what the deal was.
And you're saying that because it might have been a marijuana thing, they wouldn't have to say anything because he wasn't arrested for it. If it was something found out internally.
Yeah, basically it'd have to do with the team rules or something like that. According to that, if it's a second offense, you know, supposedly you'd have to sit out for 4 games. That's what Stefferson did last. Stefferson was out for 4 games. And maybe looking back at spring practice now, maybe that's why they've known it for a while. Maybe that's why they were trying out all these guys at running back. I mean, you have Jafar Armstrong, Avery Davis. I mean, they were looking at more options for running back. And so it's just hard to tell what the deal is, and we won't really know. I'm guessing we won't find out for sure until fall camp.
I'm guessing we won't even find out then. I'm guessing it's going to be the kind of thing where it's going to be the same thing as Stefferson, where there's nothing clearly what happened or how many game he is suspended for. We'll just know it because he's not playing in those games.
The bad thing is, I don't know why, is because of the depth at running back seems to be an issue, and it seemed to be Dexter's breakout year. So whatever happened, why is he? You would think that he would try to make sure that nothing goes wrong in your final year. But hey, they're teenagers, so we've all been a teenager at some point. And I guess the one thing I do look at is if it's a let's say it would be a 4-game suspension or something for first part of the season. Well, that means you can bring these other guys in, and then you got a fresh guy, at least with running back. You can bring guys in, and he'll be fresh after, you know, trying to find the bright spots in this situation. But I'm saying you can get some of the guys that would be the second and third string guys, let them have some wear and tear at the beginning of the year, and then you bring in a guy that could be your number one running back.
Yeah, Dexter won't, if this is the case, Dexter won't be worn down by game 5.
Exactly. So look at the bright side. I know everybody gets upset about the marijuana, like, oh, they should just make it legal and blah, blah, blah. Don't blame the issue. If it's marijuana, all these guys know that they're not supposed to be smoking marijuana. So don't be trying to blame it's frustrating when they're like, oh, well, just change the rule. No, don't change the rules. These guys know the rules.
And I think even especially because it's in Indiana. It's a law in Indiana.
Yeah.
So if it would be in Colorado, then
you think
personally, I would agree with it. I mean, I don't think it should be a law, but if I think there's more risk of something bad happening if you, as a team, say, "Go ahead, it's fine," but then if you get pulled over and stopped for smoking and it's illegal in that state, then you, you know, have a record, and then there's just more trouble.
Here's something else. Do you really think, let's say Indiana legalized marijuana, do you really think Notre Dame's going to allow it? A Catholic school is going to allow the players to do it?
I honestly hope not, because I don't think...
Oh, I don't think they will.
I don't think they will, and I hope they don't, because while they're at Notre Dame, I mean, the focus should be about academics and football, and not necessarily in that order.
I'm just... The players know the rules when they come and when they commit, so there's no excuse to break rules. So, but anyways, this is, we don't know for sure. This is all speculation in the rumor mill, so we'll have to wait and find out. So,
and again, to clarify, I don't think it should be a state law, but I would support Notre Dame as a university having a team rule against it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, NFL. Did anyone else get signed? Anyone that wasn't drafted in the NFL draft?
Yeah, Greer Martini. Actually signed with the Packers. So he's joining a couple other Irish players, and they'll be competing for the Notre Dame of the North with the Vikings. So he's getting a chance, but I don't think he'll stay with the team.
I would agree.
So Martini is with the Packers. Brian Kelly had some high praise for him. Just today, Brian Kelly sent out a tweet about that, and something about, I don't have the tweet in front of me, something about Navy's coach, Ken.
Yep.
Oh, I'd have to see his name. Just make sure I say it right. Anyways, they were like always wondering who this guy is if he's a senior, because they could never figure out how to stop him. So if Green Bay ends up playing a triple option team, he might be able to make the team all somewhere. Right.
Finding some more bright spots, yep.
So anyways, another guy, Max Redfield, was invited to the Raiders minicamp, and
does that mean he signed?
I'm not sure if he signed, but I did find an article. One of the main recruiting guys that covers all the schools, and he's not a fan of Notre Dame. Notre Dame fans like to gripe about him. Anyways, Max Redfield was one of 7 5-star players in 2013 that did not get drafted. And so often, you know, 5-star is looked at as a guy that is going to be get a chance in the NFL. Well, he's one of 7 guys, and out of those 7 guys, he has the best chance of making a team. Basically, they're pointing out that he has the best chance because his stuff was more off-field issues than actual playing and production. Like a lot of the other guys on the list didn't do anything on the field, really. Most of them transferred. One of them would have been Max Brown, quarterback at USC, that went to Pittsburgh. He, you know, obviously played, but he doesn't have a chance at team. So out of those 7 guys, Max Redfield has the best chance to even go further than a lot of guys that didn't get drafted, just because his was off-field issues. And then another guy, Devin Butler, actually didn't go to the NFL, but he did sign with the CFL, the Calgary, I think it's the Stampede, which I believe is the Canadian Football League. Yeah, I think that's the same team that Tavares Daniels played for. And then Malik Zaire is getting a chance with his favorite team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. So,
well, why do you say his favorite team?
He said that.
He
had it on. Yeah, he had it on his Instagram post. That's
after he was invited or before?
Probably after, but I think he said that before. I don't remember exactly when he did. But yeah, that's, he's been a fan. He is now, so he's at their mini camp. So we'll see. He's getting a shot.
Which one of these guys who weren't drafted, but the guys who signed after the draft, which one of them do you think has the best chance at, or is most likely to stick with the team and make the cut?
Max Redfield. I think, I mean, if you look at this list, just these guys, I mean, there were other guys, Niles Morgan, Anderson Betty, you know, there's some other guys that signed. I would say, I still think Max Redfield has the best chance to make a team.
Am I just thinking this, or did Max Redfield run a 40 and do some of those drills and not and have a really poor showing?
He did do that. I can't remember what his numbers were. I mean, he was at the combine, so you didn't really hear anything about him. So anyway, that's who I think has the best chance because, like I said, it seems more like his off-field stuff kept him off the football field. I mean, he started a lot of games at Notre Dame. He played at, IU, Pennsylvania. Basically, he had told me, we did an interview with him, was that last fall, and basically he said every NFL team has been there at some point to watch him play. So he got a lot of attention.
Here I do have it. Yeah, his 40 time from the combine was a 4.69. Okay. So,
but he's a big safety.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it compares with the other safeties. But
I mean, I don't think that Malik is going to sign. I don't think that Niles Morgan, I mean, he was would have been like the guy that, oh, yeah, he's going to be an NFL player when these guys were coming in. But I don't think he's going to make it either.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, it's tough to make it.
And then just some other news on the team. Wimbush sent out a tweet that kind of caused a little bit of an uproar. All he said was, time to be a bit more selfish. So we're hoping that's how he's going to be on the football field and try to take matters into his own hand and become the number one starter. But who knows? It's reading into it. There's quite a few comments to that tweet, so you can go look at that. For recruiting, Notre Dame did get another commitment last week when Quinn Carroll, offensive lineman, committed to Notre Dame. He's 6 foot six, 295 pounds from Minnesota. So, Jeff Quinn coming through with some more good recruiting. And then the linebacker, Nana Osafa-Mensah, we've been talking about him recently. He's down to Texas, Notre Dame, announcing on May 19th, and he visited Texas this past weekend. And usually, I don't remember when, it's not been a bad sign for Notre Dame when they go to a visit and then it kind of goes the other way because Texas is getting the last visit. And today, after his visit, everybody is switching their picks, crystal ball picks, to Notre Dame, even guys covering Texas football. So it basically seems like a lock. If you watch the 24/7 crystal ball, today was a good day. A lot of the picks that changed, they show the picks that changed, and the majority of them were switching to Notre Dame with him and a couple other guys as well. But it seems like everybody is switching, I think, at 80% Notre Dame now, and that's right after a visit to Texas. So that's kind of unheard of, and it's definitely a good sign for Notre Dame. Another guy, Zeke Carroll, offensive lineman, is trending to Notre Dame. He had been trending towards Ohio State. It sounds like the switch between Heistand and Quinn had kind of scared him a little bit, and things were going to Ohio State, but that has changed. And as of now, it looks like Jeff Quinn's going to get another offensive lineman, which is he's putting together a very talented offensive line group, and he definitely seems – it seems like the guys, the recruits like him even better than Heistand. It's a recruiting standpoint, which Heistand was known – he did not like recruiting. I think he basically picked out his guys, and that's who he went after, and he got them usually. But, yeah, so – today was a good day. A lot of picks were switched to Notre Dame with those two guys and then Jack Kaiser, linebacker as well. So that's kind of where recruiting stands right now. And if Notre Dame would get Zeke Carroll and Nana Osafa, that would, I think they're already in the top 10. That would almost put them up at a top 5. Recruiting class at this point. So looking good for Notre Dame.
All right. Very good. I think Notre Dame's at 85 scholarships so far. Did you want to speculate?
They're 87.
Sorry. Did I say it? What did I say?
85.
I meant 87. They need to get to 85. Somehow this needs to be cleared up with two of those scholarships. Do you want to talk about any thoughts? Or have you thought about it, had a chance to think about what a position that you think might be likely, or a player that you might think might be thinking of heading elsewhere?
Not really. I've started to, but then I haven't looked at the full roster to kind of see who those people might be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of depth. I would think that something could happen at wide receiver. I know you and I talked about Freddie Canteen. I'm just guessing. Hey, maybe it's Dexter Williams. Who knows? But that would be bad. That would be very bad. I'm guessing somebody's going to get a medical redshirt.
Well, that could be Freddie Canteen.
Yeah. And so, I don't know if we have maybe another transfer yet. Here's the thing. Right now, the finals exams are this week. And so, after this, players get to go home for a little while, which is a bad sign sometimes. This is when they can get into trouble. This is when things can happen. I'm guessing this is the time when coaches are sitting at home sweating, hoping everybody shows up again. So, yeah. I'd have to look at it a little more to see what it is. I'm predicting there'll be at least one medical redshirt handed out.
So one medical and then one either a suspension or a transfer.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I haven't really decided. I'm not sure. But we will. Something will have to happen. Anyway, is there anything else to discuss, Randall, before we wrap this up?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back next week, next Monday, to continue talking about Notre Dame football. If you have a topic you want to discuss, tweet at us, at Irish Sports Talk, or leave a comment in the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net. And regardless, if many things happen or few things happen, we will be here again next week. So until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.